Here we are in church, and it's the Christmas season, and we've come to call it Advent, which we explained in the earlier weeks means the arrival. So when you're talking about Advent, it's just preparing for the arrival of Christ. Obviously, he's already come, and he's been crucified and died and was buried and rose again. The Christmas event is in the past, but each year as it comes around, it's sort of a Christian tradition to remind ourselves of the coming of Jesus Christ. And so we've picked a date that's been sort of agreed on by the community. Here's Christmas, you know. It doesn't have to be that date, but it is, and we stick with it, because if you change everything, you lose the thread of it. But we've been talking about, in the 4 weeks of Advent, four subjects. So there have been 3 weeks, and today is the fourth week, right? So faith, hope, love, we've talked about in previous weeks. And this week we're talking about peace. And so coincidentally, with this season of Advent, it comes at a time where this church is reading through the book of Romans, right? So you'll recognize, if you've been here for the weeks that came, about the verses that come from Scripture that deal with these subjects. So when it was 3 weeks ago, and we were talking about faith, we brought to your attention Romans chapter 10, verse 17, right? Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes through the word of Christ. Have you heard the things that God asks you to believe about who he is and about what he's done? Do you celebrate Christmas because Coca-Cola says a fat, jolly man said you must be good, don't get on the naughty list? Right? There's an elf on the shelf. Oh, the elf on the shelf is going to find out. Now, isn't that crazy, authoritarian, make-believe aspersions to some imaginary thing that's keeping track of everything you do? That's the worst version of the Christian story of God who loves you and God who wants you with him in eternity. Not he's watching you to see if he messes up and he's going to get you. That is not the message. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing comes from the word of Christ. There's a revelation of God throughout history, written down by 40 different authors, right? 66 books, and then they put it in a black binding, and they call it a Bible. And you think the Bible's one book, but it's not. 66 separate works of literature telling the story of God. It was written over 1,500 years. If you take, you know, Moses wrote that bit, and then these guys all with their names on some of the books and the history and the Psalms and the Proverbs, and then a little bit of quiet time in between Malachi, the last prophet, and John the Baptist, right? Who the New Testament says John the Baptist is the last prophet. Among all of them, he's the greatest. And then you have this New Testament. Jesus did. Jesus lived. And here's what's happened in life since Jesus came and died and rose again. And you have a Bible and you're grateful for it. Faith comes from hearing. Have you heard what's in this book? You know, I tell kids in high school, I've told you before, it's an old joke. Hey, kids, you need to read it. Reading is how we used to download, right? You can listen to it now. I spend time on a phone app letting the guy read it to me in a different version than the one I usually listen to. You know, and you go, oh, I never thought of it that way. And then I go look it up, say, I'm not sure it is that way. And I look it up and go, oh, it's that way. So do you have a Bible that you can read, that you want to read, that you enjoy reading? Maybe the one you have isn't the one. Make sure it's a Bible. I wouldn't go to the Church of Latter-day Saints and say, can I get one of those? Because the Book of Mormon is not going to get the job done for you. Okay? You could go to Kingdom Hall somewhere and they would say, yes, study with us. We'll tell you the right way to think. But they will lead you away, sadly. They have Bibles, though. And I mean, you can discuss with anyone the things about God from the Bible. Faith comes from hearing the word, and we're gathered together for that. Because of the word, we believe God our Father is real. Do you believe that? When you pray, is there someone there? You have to believe that. But faith is believing that God's there, and that when without faith, it's impossible to please God, because you have to believe he's there. If you don't believe he's there, what's the point? I had recently had a message from someone in the community. Hey, could you, next time you pray, could you put in a word for me? And I said, no. I didn't say, no, I won't pray for you. I said, no, I'll join you in prayer. Would you like to pray with me to God who is real? Let us pray. He doesn't farm that work out. It's not going to count for you. You should talk to him. He likes you. Do you ever tell anybody that God likes them? I know Jesus loves you. That's the correct response, right? But he likes you. Like, come here. That's wonderful news. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. We believe God is known in the person of Jesus, the Christ, who lived a sinless life as a human. Do you believe that? The Bible teaches that. He died for our sin. The Bible says, as an atoning sacrifice. At one, atone, an atoning sacrifice. The Bible says that Christ died as our sin. So the man nailed to the cross is your sin, my sin, nailed to the cross. And death brought the punishment of all sin that has ever been on the cross, if you take that deal. There's plenty of people who don't believe that, don't ask permission or forgiveness, aren't sorry, and there is not forgiveness for the person who has not repented of their sin. The Bible teaches that. Jesus rose again from the dead on the third day because death doesn't stop God. Sin is not stronger than God. Love is stronger than even death. Isn't that wonderful news? Isn't that wonderful news? And do you believe it? And isn't that why when the keyboard, the single keyboard notes at the end of every Christmas special, when it goes bling, 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 and they say, I always did love you, Farmer John, you know? Or the person says, I'm sorry that I wronged you, my beloved. Please, can we make a go of it? You know, all those like heartstrings and violins, right? But we believe in the truth of forgiveness and overcoming all that's wrong. And some people say the human spirit, you know, but it's not. Humanity is what makes that place out there. The Sun loves to publish based on their tales of humanity. You know, leave it to them. If it bleeds, it leads. We'll tell you the trouble. But every Christmas story, and this holy book is telling you, here's how God overcomes all of that. Here's how the goodness and the light in the season breaks out, burst forth in a glorious day. That's the stuff. Jesus is the Son of God. He claimed it. They challenged him. He asserted it again. They killed him for it. And he didn't stay dead because he is God. We get all this from the Bible. Faith is believing because of hearing, and hearing because of the word of Christ. We believe the Holy Spirit is here now, God, present in the world to counsel, to guide, to comfort. Do you believe that? The Holy Spirit is a person. He's the most neglected person of the Trinity for my money. And what I mean by that is when I hear people talking about God and all the wonderful things, they love the Father, they love the Son, and they forget the Holy Spirit of God. We'll often say, well, what God has done, he's done by his. And what Jesus has done, remember the Holy Spirit descended on him as a dove. But there it was, the Father, the voice that said, with him I am well pleased. The Son who was just baptized, there present. And the Holy Spirit coming upon him. The three separate persons of the Godhead at work in the life of Jesus Christ and in the life of every believer who follows him. The Holy Spirit here now. Do you believe that? I've learned that from the Bible. Christmas is the celebration of the Word who became flesh, and we trust God's Word to us and follow his instructions. Do you live like that? You need to, or else there's no story. This is how the story happens. Look at Matthew chapter 1, Christmas story. Watch it happening. Watch people who trust in God's Word to us follow his instructions. So Matthew chapter 1, It's just a little bit left from Romans. And here it is. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. Verse 18 of chapter 1 of Matthew. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. There he is. He's there before Jesus is there. In the story, in the human story, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Holy Spirit hovered over the water, didn't it? Didn't he? Verse 19 says, her husband Joseph, being a just man, because his wife is pregnant and he didn't do it, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. Because he loves Mary. He's disappointed. He's getting a divorce because she's pregnant and he didn't do it. We know how that works. Everybody's been through the P6 talk, knows how that works. But as he considered divorce, as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet in his word. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife. But he knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Merry Christmas. That's the Christmas story. Christmas is the celebration of the Word who became flesh. We trust God's Word to us and follow His instructions. That's faith.